614 WHUD is open for fun too, and right now we got a special guest.
Yeah, superstar from Shawshank Redemption, Mystic River, Top Gun, Oscar and Golden Globe winner Tim Robbins. He's directing live theater called We Live On, and we can see it free tonight. Here's the deal. 51 years ago, author and chronicler of The Common Man, Studs Terkel, interviewed auto workers and farmers and hobos and seamstresses and repo men and asked them what it was like to live through the Great Depression. Their words of survival, Tim says, have a direct link to the challenges faced worldwide during the COVID pandemic.
We're trying to figure out a way we can be helpful as a artistic organization. I think it's incumbent upon us and others to remind people in these difficult times that we have a shared humanity in such divisive times where it seems like division is being stoked in several different arenas. I think it's incumbent upon artists to remind us that we have a lot in common. One thing that I found really inspiring in a lot of these stories in hard times was this collective will that people had to get through it. And if it meant surprising alliances, then so be it. You know, over 2 million people rode the rails looking for work in the Depression. We call them hobos, but a hobo is an itinerant worker. And when this happened and so many people were unemployed so quickly, we started realizing how resonant these stories were when we were in workshop. Everything from the evictions that are happening to the homelessness, the growing tent cities you see in major metropolitan areas. These are our ancestors' stories. These stories that we're living out now have happened before, and we figured as a theater company it was a good idea to tell those stories to remind people that not only are they capable of figuring a way through this, finding common humanity, the strength, the courage that is needed to survive in times when divisiveness is being encouraged, but also that there's great humor and great heart in these stories that remind us what it is to be a human being.
And this is accessible to everybody, right?
Well, this is the exciting thing. I always try to look at the bright side, to quote Eric Idle. I want to figure out a way that we can continue to do theater, even though now we have new indoor mask mandates again. So what we've done is we've opened the virtual space, and we've figured out a way that we can do theater in an effective way through Zoom. And so everyone throughout the country can come see it. And we also are very mindful of the fact that people are going through struggles right now with their expenses. So we've made it possible, if you do not have any money to donate to the organization, that it can be free. So you just come to the website at theactorsgang.com and book tickets. We do it live, so you're going to be witnessing 10 actors per part, all live from their various living rooms, or some people are hunkered down in closets because the sound is better in there. There's 10 people a night, 3 nights, 3 separate parts. Each part is independent of each other, so you don't need to see part one to understand what's happening in part two. Part one is Thursday nights, part two is Friday nights, and part three is Saturday nights.
So the Actors Gang Theater and Tim Robbins invite you to tune in to We Live On. It's a virtual production, as he said. It's in 3 parts, and each part is complete, so you can catch it tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after that, if you like. And just go to theactorsgang.com or theactorsgangtheater.com. And this goes on through September 4th.
Okay, fantastic. I love it. Tim Robbins.